Chinese doctor, COVID-19 still rampant in China, doctors strictly monitored by authorities. A chief physician in China recently revealed that the COVID-19 pandemic has never truly subsided in China and that communist authorities have been rigorously controlling doctors and destroying all pandemic-related data. On April 4, Dr. Liu, a chief physician in China, spoke to the Chinese language edition of the Epoch Times and said the virulence of COVID-19 has not diminished and is even more intense than before. He said that communist authorities had destroyed all pandemic-related data, prohibited testing, and refused to acknowledge the existence of COVID-19. They even threatened anyone who disobeyed with forced admittance into psychiatric hospitals. Pandemic still raging. Since the outbreak of COVID-19 erupted in Wuhan in late 2019, the ruling Chinese Communist Party has been concealing data about the true scale of COVID-19. Currently, there is a complete absence of reports on the pandemic in China. Nevertheless, continuous leaks from the public indicate that the pandemic is far from over and still poses a significant threat. At my hospital, there has been an unprecedented surge in admissions. Many patients are arriving without available beds and are initially treated with medication. Admission only occurs when a bed becomes available. This level of activity is unprecedented. Some doctors are even experiencing back pain due to exhaustion. It's truly overwhelming to think about, said Dr. Liu. They are all COVID-19 patients, Dr. Liu explained. The majority of cases involve both COVID-19 and its lingering effects occurring concurrently. This includes adults and children experiencing symptoms such as chest pain, gastrointestinal problems, diabetes, shingles, as well as symptoms indicative of recent infection like coughing, chest pain, and sore throat. Many patients in the waiting room complain of stomach discomfort, but upon examination, it's actually chest pain, Dr. Liu elaborated. This indicates right heart failure, right ventricular viral myocarditis, which manifests symptoms similar to stomach pain. It's one of the complications of COVID-19. Dr. Liu described the symptoms of patients seeking medical attention, saying, "There are those who experience confusion and fainting spells, lying in bed unable to rise, falling and fracturing their arms upon attempting to move." He added, "Some suffer from knee pain, unable to stand straight, constantly groaning in the hallways. Moreover, there are instances of diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and vomiting," Dr. Liu added. Many patients are experiencing severe vomiting and diarrhea, leading to rooms being covered in vomit and excrement. Unfortunately, some pass away during the night. Usually, when someone passes away at night, they are quietly carried away, Dr. Liu stated. When carrying out a body, it takes 4 people, and each person gets 100 yuan. They are all carried out in the middle of the night. It's too risky to do so during the day, especially during the pandemic. He mentioned, the symptoms are the same as when the pandemic first broke out, but now compounded with underlying conditions. It's all too familiar. Regarding the authorities' claim that the virus is becoming less virulent, Dr. Liu said, it's deceiving, and it can only be getting stronger and more insidious. It's more intense than before. That's how I personally feel. Dr. Liu's hospital mainly deals with pediatric and gynecological cases. Sadly, there are even more fatalities among children, he said. How many people are actually infected? Dr. Liu said, the number of patients in hospitals keeps increasing. For example, in our hospital, they don't tell me the exact number of patients. Let's say our hospital has around 50 beds, but of course, it's actually more than that. The number of patients should have reached 3 to 4 times that. Dr. Liu said, I know some patients were perfectly fine yesterday, but after a night's sleep, their room was covered in vomit, and the next morning, they were gone. He indicated that some patients told him doctors, crematoriums, and cremation supplies, like burial clothes and paper money, are in high demand. I was told that even the restaurant owners have switched to selling burial clothes. They're all so busy now, said Dr. Liu. Threat of being admitted to a psychiatric hospital. the authorities forbid revealing the true situation of the Chinese epidemic, Dr. Liu stated. The control now is too stringent. In the past, I could have transmitted the video, but it's impossible now. Dr. Liu said that no one is allowed to undergo PCR testing, and all the equipment for COVID-19 testing has been removed. We can only make a diagnosis based on clinical symptoms, he said. He mentioned that he wasn't aware of the situation in other hospitals, but in his hospital, the Deputy Director General and Director General of the local health bureau presided over several meetings and outlined specific requirements during the meetings. First, there can be no mention of an epidemic. Second, all epidemic-related data must be erased. And third, if patients inquire whether their illness is part of the epidemic, the answer should be, is it? Is there such a thing? Since we haven't conducted any tests, we have no way of knowing if your condition is related to the epidemic, according to Dr. Liu. The Director General also warned us, don't admit anything. Whoever admits there's an epidemic will be held accountable. It affects your retirement benefits, and if necessary, you'll end up in a psychiatric hospital. That's how it is, said Dr. Liu. Dr. Liu said he was told that there is a nationwide movement to eliminate all paper documents, computer files, and vaccination records. Previously, many Chinese have told the Epoch Times that the regime has eliminated all COVID-related data in the health system. Doctors strictly monitored. Dr. Liu, a consulting physician and director of two departments, stated that the epidemic is extremely severe, and the authorities are closely monitoring all doctors who come into contact with COVID-19 patients in hospitals. No casual visits among departments. Consulting physicians cannot easily enter the wards. Regular doctors are tasked with managing the wards. We can't go to other hospitals. We're like two ends of a line, one end being the hospital and the other being home. When you arrive home, the government officials are right in front of your house. They just sit in their cars watching, and you can't leave. The doctors are all being monitored. There are always people following you, even if you are going to the supermarket. There will be two policemen, a government worker, a total of three people watching you. He mentioned, we used to be able to drive, but now we can't even do that. Neither bicycles nor electric bikes are allowed. We have to walk so that they can monitor us. The restrictions on us are incredibly strict, and I don't know why it's become this severe. And every day after we leave the office, they come into the hospital to inspect. They scrutinize every document, ensuring there's not even a hint of anything related to the epidemic. They're monitoring very closely as if they've gone crazy. Dr. Liu used to preside over some meetings, but now he's not allowed to attend. During work hours, he can only stay in his office and examination room. He said, I'm not allowed to go elsewhere. It's that strict. State security police, government officials, and patrol officers, some in uniform, some not, roam the corridors, conducting mobile surveillance. It's very strict. Are all hospitals in mainland China this strict? Dr. Liu said, every hospital should be this strict. It's impossible for them to single out just one hospital. It's like everyone from the top down has gone mad. He said, when the superiors come to meetings, instead of having a decent conversation with you about any issues, they start scolding right away. So it's abnormal, like madness. I don't even know what's going on. Cheng Jing and Lin Yun contributed to this report.